Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. When family is all that matters, make sure they're protected. Visit Zurich.ie to learn more about life and serious illness cover.
And lots of you are texting to 51551 about bogus calls and getting lots and lots of calls over the last couple of days. One person says, I've received two calls today from two different 083 numbers. I didn't answer. I disabled my voicemail some time ago as there are charges for accessing the same. And they go on in that vein. We're going to be speaking about that in just a short while. But first, the government has not given consideration to alternative sites for the location of the new National Maternity Hospital. So said Tánaiste Éireann Leo Varadkar today. And this follows the interview with Dr. Peter Boylan on this programme yesterday, in which he said he had a chance meeting with Minister Simon Harris, who suggested Talla Hospital might be considered as an alternative location. Well, we're joined now by Patsy McGarry, Religious Affairs Correspondent with the Irish Times, and by Anthony Staines, Professor of Health Systems at DCU, to discuss this further. And thank you both for joining us this evening. Patsy, I might start with yourself. And before we talk about what other options there may be, the position from government is fairly clear in terms of what they would like. They would like the land on St. Vincent's transferred to the state. They want it in public ownership. But can you perhaps remind us what the Vatican's role is in all of this, and what the permission said in relation to the transfer of the land from the Vatican?
Well, Sarah, involved here was a property valued at £200 million. That includes the site itself and St. Michael's Hospital in Dunleary. And any religious congregation that wants to transfer such extensive properties to another entity, a trust or a charity or whatever, must get Vatican approval. In fact, the figure apparently is about £3 million. If you want to transfer something over that value, you must get Rome's approval. You must also have the approval, in this instance, of the Archbishop of Dublin. The former Archbishop, Jim Martin, gave that, I think it was in 2019 or 2017. And that process was gone through, and last May, the Vatican approved the transfer of this property or these shareholdings to this new St. Vincent's Healthcare Trust. And most people thought that was it then, therefore, I mean, the state could go ahead with the hospital. It should be remembered that at that time, the Sisters of Charity Superior General, Sister Patricia Lenihan, said they were confident, though they had no involvement and would have no involvement themselves with the St. Vincent's Healthcare Group, they were confident it would continue to provide acute healthcare services that foster Mary Aikenhead's mission and core values of dignity, compassion, justice, equality, and advocacy for all into the future. And Mary Aikenhead, of course, was the founder of the Sisters of Charity.
And you might get into that aspect of it, that the ethos aspect of it, in just a moment. But in terms of the Vatican's role in this, when that land was transferred to the St. Vincent's Holdings Trust, which is this new independent charity, and the Vatican gave permission for that transfer to take place, many would perhaps have thought that that was the end of the Vatican's role in this land. The land had now, under the Vatican's permission, been transferred to the trust. But if now the sisters were to decide, or St. Vincent's Holdings was to decide, to transfer the land to the state, would the Vatican have to become involved again?
It would appear like it. And it's unclear so far what would happen, because the Vatican approved the transfer of these shareholdings to a charity, or a trust, whichever you prefer, which apparently would have some core values similar to those in Sisters of Charity. Transferring it to a secular entity such as the state, which clearly in this instance has different values, would create a different scenario, it would appear, objectively. And indeed, going on what has happened to date, it's difficult to see how the Vatican would approve that.
Okay, stay with us, Patsy, if you don't mind, because as I said, we're also joined by Anthony Staines, and this has been going on now for a full week, Anthony, debate around this and the determination on the side of both government and opposition parties seems to be that the land should be owned, and governance issues as well concerning a lot of people. What do you think should happen? Should the state buy the land?
I think it's unclear that the land is for sale. Obviously, I'm not privy to the communications involved, but the papers have reported that the Vincent's charity has effectively said they're not selling the land because it would threaten the operation of their other services. So a large private hospital and a state-funded public hospital, which was built with state funding on that site. And at this point, this is going on. This phase of this process is going on 7 years, And the discussion about moving Hollis Street is going on, to my knowledge, 30 years, and I mean, perhaps longer than that, before I know about it. And we can go round and round and round and round and round Allen Park forever, but we're not getting any step closer to having a maternity hospital built for Irish women. If you look at where the population come from to Dublin to give birth, it's a very wide area around Dublin. That's why we have three of the biggest maternity hospitals in Europe in Dublin. So it is planned that one of them will move out to Blanchardstown, which is a city somewhat bigger than Cork, on the edge of Dublin City. It would make a lot of sense to move one out south and west. So in many ways, Talla is a very sensible position. There is certainly space around the Talla site because it was considered for the children's hospital at one point. And it's entirely feasible. So
do you think, Anthony, on that basis, do you think that if the estate cannot buy the land for whatever reason, that the National Maternity Hospital should be on a different site?
Yeah, I do. I think we just need to stop the delay. This process has gone on for years. Costs are going up. We've seen with the children's hospital how badly that can end. My thought would be that what we should be doing is building this hospital on another site. If Vincent's don't want to sell the site, that's fine. That's their privilege. It's their land. Build it on the Talla site beside a good, big, acute hospital, which is the whole aim of this exercise. Get HSE Estates, who are really good. HSE Estates know their business. They will build it. It will come in more or less on budget, more or less on time, if they build it.
Okay, I might go back to yourself, Patsy, because there's a lot of resistance to that idea of moving sites, with Leo Varadkar saying today it's not even something, as far as he was aware, that was under active consideration by government, because the plan was always to go to St Vincent's, not least because it would be co-located with the national, with the private hospital there and the adult hospital. But one of the main problems that has been raised is the issue of ethos and Catholic involvement. And one of the charges that has been made, Patsy, again and again over the last couple of days, and indeed the last couple of years, is that no Catholic hospital in the world will deliver procedures such as terminations or sterilisations, things like that, elective procedures like that. Is that your understanding? And do you think that issue would be at issue in a new National Maternity Hospital on the St Vincent site?
No Catholic hospital could deliver such services. That's absolutely clear, Sarah. But this was not to be a Catholic hospital, and I mean, it was handed over by the Sisters of Charity under the understanding that the laws of the state would be implemented where various procedures were concerned in this new entity to be built on that site. But, I mean, if you like, there's a little bit of creative theology, as far as I can see, involved in all of this. They refer to the core values of Sister Mary Aikenhead. Mary Aikenhead died in 1858 before any of the gynecological procedures talked about and controversial as they are today were available. I mean, let's not forget that science didn't establish how human conception took place until the 1820s and 1830s. So going back to her core values is much more flexible, if you like, in terms of the overall ethos of what this hospital might be, albeit run by the state, built by the state, though on a site owned by this new healthcare group.
Leo Varadkar has said that the constitution of St Vincent's Holdings, which will be running this hospital, that constitution must specifically state that the hospital will provide procedures such as those we've discussed. Do you think that would be possible to be done, given the Vatican involvement that we've discussed?
Well, I mean, the Vatican really is out of the question now. They made a decision last year that to approve the transfer of this ownership from the Sisters of Charity to this healthcare group, something that hasn't happened yet, by the way. In fact, nothing has happened since last May when this thing was approved by Rome. It is known that it has been said by the Sisters of Charity that the laws of the state would be implemented there. And don't forget, they already are implemented at Hollis Street, where the chair, nominally at least, is the Archbishop of Dublin, though the former Archbishop, Gerard Martin, did emphasise it wasn't the Catholic hospital either, though it did abide by Catholic teaching for most of its existence. But to come back to what Anthony Staines was saying there earlier on, and other people about another site, and I know this may not sit comfortably with people in RTE, but there is a site available quite close to St Vincent's. There must be a site available to a near a teaching hospital. That is demanded by the procedures that take place in the new National Maternity Hospital.
That has been raised, that there is a site at RTE.
I mean, I'll just give a
final word.
Sorry, 15 acres, half of them are still available.
Okay, briefly, Anthony, if you don't mind, you're suggesting we should just move now, give up the St. Vincent site, go to Blanchardstown or to Tala. How long do you think it would take, given we'll be starting from scratch?
If Stephen, we're not starting from scratch because the plan is built. Now, the architects will obviously tell us how long it takes to adapt the plan for a new site, but I don't think it will take that long. A huge amount of detailed work has been done of what's needed in it. It needs to be beside the hospital. No disrespect to the RTE site. It's too far.
OK. All right, we'll leave it there for the moment, but thank you both very much for joining us. That's Anthony Staines and Patsy McGarry. We'll take a break.